38 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We've got a heat advisory in effect in Middle Tennessee all day today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. The family of a man who was fatally shot 8 times in a Burger King by a Memphis Safe Task Force officer say they are disappointed and befuddled that the district attorney will not prosecute the officer who pulled the trigger. On the morning of May 13th, Darren Pigram was working at the restaurant when multiple officers from the Drug Enforcement Agency came to serve a warrant, 2 with rifles in their hands. The Tennessee Lookout reports the warrant was from a January altercation with neighbors over loud music in which Pigram allegedly brandished a gun. The officers said Pigram was aggressive and tried to block them from getting behind the counter with a door. But a letter from the district attorney's office says the video doesn't support those claims. The officer who fired his weapon says Pigram reached for his gun in his waistband. Over the man's family, an attorney tell the Tennessee Lookout they've reviewed security footage from the restaurant. They say the video does not show Pigram reaching for a gun or posing a threat to the officer. The restaurant's cameras were stationary and didn't capture the moment of the actual shooting. In the DA's letter declining to bring charges, he says the video confirms most of the officer's accounts of what happened. But Pigram's family attorney says there are errors and inconsistencies. Even the letter itself misspells Pigram's name and gets the date of his killing wrong. The killing of Darren Pigram was the first of 4 fatal shootings by members of the Memphis Safe Task Force in 2 months' time. All 4 of those killed were black men. The NAACP has sent a letter to the acting U.S. Attorney General calling for a suspension of the task force's operations and a full investigation into recent killings. Well, as Tennessee voters begin casting election ballots, one subject that's front and center is the legislature's abrupt redrawing of congressional districts. Multiple voters told WPLN they're bothered by what they saw as blatant partisanship and the splicing apart of communities. In Franklin, retired Election Commission employee Paula McCord says she used to see the parties work together more fairly on redistricting.
They only did it for one purpose, and that was to disenfranchise with the black people and with the Democrats in Memphis, all the way through, to make sure that Trump holds his spot and keeps his supermajority. It's not the right way to do things. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
Memphis and Nashville are each now split across 3 congressional districts, some of which stretch long distances and combine rural and urban areas. Election day for the partisan primaries is August 6th, and early voting is underway right now. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.